You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz on the 25th of October. Where did the offense go? I told you yesterday what happened. We'll look at what happened against the Clippers. We'll break down a little bit of what the Jazz have coming against Phoenix today. Also, a really fun little play draft going on the show today. Fun one next on a Wednesday edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA Insider. Sorry, this one's a little bit of a late recording today. Had some technical issues at the hotel, but more importantly, I sat down with Kevin Arnovitz this morning and did a podcast for Locked On NBA, which will be fun. We also have a really fun thing going on today on the program. There's an app called Draft. You might search Play Draft. And what they do is they do fantasy type daily fantasy drafts, and in this case, you draft five NBA players, at just two guards, two forwards, and a center. It's just really simple and basic. You can play. You can get all your buddies together. Like, I would suggest doing this. You can do a three person. You can do a five person. You can do an eight person, and you can play for some money. And you can do it with your buddies. Like, it's really cool. And they have a snake draft that takes almost no time. And so I just sent out a link, and I'm hoping we've done one already this morning. I just sent out a link at Locked On Sports, and I'm hoping some people are going to respond and that we'll get another one going today during the show, and we'll do it. So it's really fun. Download the app Draft. It's called Draft, but the old one was called Play Draft. So I searched that, and you'll see you can do it for the NFL too. Use the promo code LOJAZZ and you'll get a $3, with a $10 deposit, you get a $3 if you want to play for money. Mine right now, I'm doing it just for fun, 'cause I think they're just fun. I'm not trying to, and so it's really cool, though. It's very basic. It's very fun. It's very easy. It's a great thing to do with people. You can do it in against strangers, because there's like this lobby of drafts that are going on, and you're welcome to do that. But it'd also be really fun to get your six buddies together from the ward or wherever, or and have it kind of every day you guys do this together and throw in a few bucks, and I think you'd have a blast with it. So check it out. And I've got the second player has entered in to the draft right now. So hopefully we'll get six people in, and then we'll do a quick little draft. They do it snake style. It takes 30 seconds a pick. You're drafting five guys. It's done in like 5 minutes. It's really simple and fun. So check it out. Download the app. It's called Draft. We'll hopefully doing this every Wednesday for some fun little interaction, because that's a busy night in the NBA. Excited about this kind of addition to the program. Have some fun with you in that regard. It got a third person in. And it'll be better as we do this. You know, today's the first time and you're listening to this on tape and like, well, how was I supposed to know? You follow me on Twitter, and if you saw it, then you'll know. So, anyway, I think it'll be really fun. I think it's a good thing for you guys to do with your buddies as well. It's up to you on how you want to, you know, do money and stuff like that. But and I think it'll be really fun for the show. So I'm just going to tweet out that we need three more players, and then the draft will happen, and we can kind of play around with that during the show today. Anyway, Jazz couldn't score last night, and eventually the defense fell apart. We'll run through the numbers as we do and talk about that a little bit. And there's some interesting things going on in the league that we'll talk about as well. And that's the plan of the program. It's brought to you by two good Utah local companies today. All of our people are local, but The Store, who I was down there this weekend doing a little shopping with the wife and kids. The Store over in Cottonwood. Had a great time there. Didn't get any of the neighborhood rolls. That was kind of a bummer. 20th East, 6200 South, The Store. And by Grip 6 Bikes. Grip 6 Bikes. No, Grip 6 Belts. They're incredible, but they have not been able to make them into bikes yet. Grip 6 Belts. Sorry about that. All right. Let's get into our look at what happened last night. The Jazz lost to the Clippers 102-84. It was kind of the fact is, just overall, the defense was great all night long and eventually just ran out of juice offensively. And But the final number on the defense is not good. But if you were throughout the game, the Jazz defensive rating had the Clippers around in the 80s. And the problem in this game was that the Jazz were in the 80s and they weren't ahead by 10. Like, it was 40. They were down one at halftime, 42-41, and they had them in the 80s in the offensive rating. Like, this is the concern for the year, is that you play defense at that level and then end up not ahead by 10. That's going to be troublesome, because our rating was at 80 also. Now, the Clippers might be really, really good. So that could be a little part of it. Let's make sure we understand that. All right, so the first thing last night, the pace of play was slow. We are back to being the slowest pace play in the league. We'll talk about it a little bit. The pace of play in the league is insane right now, just through the roof. I don't know what value, but we are not. By the way, we've got six people in. So Jake Miller, Slick Willis, Zach 1975, Prozac 52, JT21KG1. I got six players in. We did a six-person draft, and LeBron James just went one. It's so simple. It's just points, rebounds, and assists. We're going to do this every Wednesday, because that's the big Wednesday draft day. Harden goes two. Westbrook goes three. I want John Wall, and the guy who's picking right now hopefully is not going to take John Wall. Then I have to decide between Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Karl-Anthony Towns. I think I'm going to take Durant, because I think it's hard. He took John Wall. So I'm going to take Durant, because I think it's hard to get good forwards. Actually, I'm going to take Karl-Anthony Towns. So we'll see if that was a mistake. So I'm taking Karl-Anthony Towns. All right, so pace of play was 92. The Clippers' offensive rating was 110.5. That's high. 110's elite offensively. And our offensive rating was a 91. That's really low. Their effective field goal percentage was 53%. League average is 51. So they got us there. We didn't force turnovers. They only turned it over 12% of the time in that game. Our effective field goal percentage was 47.5. But again, the really difficult one for us is we only got 11 free throws. We're not going to the free throw line. We're not getting offensive rebounds. We had a 19.5% offensive rebounding rate, and our turnover rate was 17.7% of our possessions. So as we talked about yesterday on the show, we're last in the league. Let's see. It's my pick. They just took Paul George and Kevin Durant. Do I take Joel Embiid in Houston? Do I take Nikola Jokic in Chicago? Do I take Marc Gasol against Dallas? I think I take Marc Gasol against Dallas. Or do I take Steph Curry? No, you got to get a good center. Hard to get a good center. But there's three of them on the board. My next pick's not for a little while. All right, I'm taking Marc Gasol. It's really fun. It's Draft is the app, by the way. I think you'll love it, and I think we'll all do it. And then we'll build it to 10 people. I did six today so I could fill it up. We'll do 10 people drafts as you guys download it, and we have more people involved every Wednesday. And then we'll talk trash, because when I win, I will tell you about it. So we turn it over 17% of the time. We only get 19% of our offensive rebounds. And our shooting wasn't good last night. So then you get this disastrous 91 offensive rating. And that's the concern here, is that we have such a burden on our shooting because we're committing a lot of turnovers. We're not offensive rebounding. And we're not going to the free throw line. And our personnel just may not be one that goes to the free throw line. So let's move it over to the next tier of things. Obviously, last night, no Rodney Hood, and frankly, the 18 minutes of Joe Ingles was not at his usual level. Uncontested shooting last night, Joe Ingles, 1 of 5. This is what jumped out to me the most last night, and I think is a great sign. The Jazz had 52 uncontested shots last night. So Quinn Snyder's offense is getting incredible looks, but Joe was 1 of 5. Donovan was 4 of 13. Rubio was actually 4 of 8. We got 52 uncontested looks. The Clippers got 49. But it's not as though the offense is getting dragged down and not getting looks. That, to me, is the most positive sign that's going on with this team right now, is that they're able to get pretty good looks. And by getting pretty good looks, then I think you at least feel as though, as the season goes on, maybe more guys start making shots and you have a little bit of a chance. I'm not, you know, we're not a great natural shooting team, but we're not terrible, frankly. We've got a bunch of average shooters. It's not like we have a bunch of terrible shooters. We have a bunch of average shooters. Looking at where we got our shots on the floor as I like to do in this segment, and then we'll look at them. We were 0-6 on our corner threes. That's 6 corner threes in a slow game. That's still pretty good. We are 7-22 on our above-the-break threes, which it's a little off. League average is 35%. We are 32. It's, frankly, only one off. We are above average on mid-range. And then in the paint, we weren't particularly good, but that's probably because, give credit to DeAndre Jordan. The one thing we had done in our previous games, it's really kept teams off the rim almost entirely in how they were playing it and keeping people off the corners. The Clippers were 0-5 on corner threes, so we did that. They hit 10-24 on above the break threes. Just kind of, that's a little bit of an unnatural shooting game for them. So I think you have to probably feel that. And then they got 37 shots in the restricted area. So that's the eye-opener last night, is defensively by the end of the night, they were getting into the paint. They only took 17 shots in the mid-range or in the restricted area non-paint. So 17 kind of non-money shots. They had a really good money shot game there. So that's kind of the breakdown. Nobody hit a corner three in the whole game. We did our usuals, which was kept people out of the corner three, got ourselves some corner threes. They knocked down a bunch of shots, and then they got into the restricted area in a way they hadn't before. All right, my draft pick is up. I have one guard, one forward, one center. So I need either a guard or a forward. Carmelo, Bradley Beal against the Lakers, I like. I like to find the terrible defensive team. Let's take Bradley Beal. My choices are Jimmy Butler, Kevin Love, Goran Dragic, but they're playing the Spurs. Ricky Rubio against Phoenix might have a good day. Lonzo Ball, Bradley Beal, Carmelo Anthony, Paul Millsap. Victor Oladipo's been good playing against OKC. Or Devin Booker against us. I'm going Bradley Beal against the Lakers. So I'm taking, and I my next pick now has to be a forward. This is where it gets tough because you run out of good forwards pretty quickly on this drafting. It's fun. Go try it. Tell me how you like it. I'm impressed. It's so basic and simple and easy, and I'm not a big one of these fantasy players, but I was actually thinking like it'd be really fun for us to play like as a traveling crew. We play little games where who's going to score the first point, who's going to do this, and put a little money in every night just to keep ourselves entertained, who's going to commit the first foul, all those kind of things. And we have a nice time with it, like just to try to add some fun to the monotony of the travel. I've mentioned them before. I brought my wife down the other day. We used to shop here all the time. It's called The Store, and it's at 20th East and 6200 South, right near kind of the bottom of the canyons. It's a neat, neat store because of just that personal touch to what they have. They also just got Snake River Farms meats. So if you're into getting incredible, incredible meats, when I was there the other day, Scotty was so excited that he got the Snake River Farms and was showing me their barbecue chicken in the back. They have a bunch of hot meals in the back of the store, just the barbecue chicken rub. It's got a little spice to it, but it's in it. So if my daughter doesn't love spice, so that didn't work, but I love, it was great. My son and I just dug into that later in the day. It's your neighborhood store with all the fun little elements. The cookies are great. The Mudslide chocolate chip cookie is as good as you can imagine. That my daughter and I had that, just loved it. So stop by The Store. They're over at 20th East, 6200 South, and they've got everything from the salad bar to craft beers to the warm food in the back to the tortilla chip story I told the other day about Jeff being at a wedding and thinking those were the best he'd ever had. And so then he finds out, now she makes them. My wife's like, these are incredible. Where'd we get these? They're getting cold brew. They got the fresh squeezed orange juice. They got the great produce. The people in the back making all the home salsa. Really fun stuff. Oh, I wasn't paying attention and I ended up with Carmelo Anthony and DeMar DeRozan without paying attention. Oh, that's bad. Oh, I don't want Carmelo Anthony, and I don't want DeMar DeRozan. Oh, well. We'll see if I can win. That was bad. I was doing the show instead of paying attention. I suggest if you do the drafts that you don't do a podcast at the same time. But anyway, I wanted to show you that. We'll do those Wednesdays, and I'll try to do a better job. We'll let you guys compete with each other. So anyway, the store is over at 20 of these 6200 South. When you go in, right next to the register, there's these neighborhood rolls that are frozen, and you can take them home. They're incredible. And the cakes de flour, right when you walk in the front door, we took those over to our friend's house and had it. And it's so funny because my wife doesn't really like cake. Another person's like, oh, why'd you bring cake? I don't really like cake. And then the cake was gone. They loved it. So check that out. That's over at the store at 20th East and 6200 South. So what do we do about nights like last night? And the answer is I don't know if there is anything to do about it. It's a make or miss league, and that's truly what happened in yesterday's game. There's two portions of the game I think you can zero in on and try to understand what happened. The obvious one is the opening of the third quarter. Like, how did the game get away from us in the opening of the third quarter? And the Jazz come out, it's 42-41, and what happens is Donovan Mitchell gets an open 26-footer, and he misses. Rubio gets an open three off a turnover, which is really how we've got to score, and he misses. Ingles gets an open three-point shot, and he misses. And in the meantime, Rivers has hit a seven-footer. Gallinari makes a driving layup. Now Beverly hits a three the other way, and boom, we're down eight. And this happens in a minute 40. And this is the concern for the season, is that and we've shown incredible fight, incredible grit coming back in these circumstances, but when that little sequence happens to us, can we recover? And I think that is going to, be the problem for the Jazz, is, and then what happens when it doesn't end there, right? So then all of a sudden, Blake blocks Favors on a three-footer. Rudy does his job. Blake blocks Beverly, but the loose ball goes over to DeAndre Jordan for a dunk. Now all of a sudden we're down 10. Rudy makes the layup. Rivers follows with a layup. Derek gets a 21-footer, which is never a good shot for us. Blake scores on the other side, out of transition out of it. Now we're down 12. Like, ugh! And that, to me, is the... That to me is the worry and the concern on this season, is when we suddenly have these little droughts because we just aren't, you know, we don't have that guy you can go say, go get me a bucket. Now if Rodney's playing last night, maybe we have it a little bit more, and, you know, realize that we're without really two of our best shooters in Rodney Hood and Joe Ingles last night against a team that I think is really, really good. I think the Clippers are really good, but that's, you know, and we're just going to deal with this all year. I mean, we don't really have a choice, but that's who we are. I don't think it's going to change. The exciting thing to me on this end is that in each of these games, the defense has been able to absolutely, for extended periods of time, shut down elite offensive teams. Right, so the Clippers are going to be a top 10 offensive team. Minnesota should be a top 10 offensive team. Denver's going to be a top 10 offensive team. Oklahoma City, I don't think, is going to be. I'm down on Oklahoma City. I think they'll be 14th or 15th offensively, but above average, but not top 10. And unless they stop using Carmelo, then they'll be top 10. And so we've played four of the best offensive teams in the league. You know, next is Houston, Golden State, probably. In the Eastern Conference, I got to do some numbers crunching. I haven't gotten to it yet to see what I think is going to happen there, and see if there are any elite offensive teams in the Eastern Conference. There may not be, and so the Jazz have faced those teams, and the defense has done exactly that, which is shut them down and stymie what they're doing for extended periods of time. That's a really, really exciting piece to me of what we've seen, that everything we've believed about what our defense might be capable of is absolutely true. That they have absolutely shown that capability defensively this season so far. And that fires me up at a really high level, because we're going to be able to do that night in and night out. And that's cool. Like, that's that's what we had hoped. And being upset about the fact that the offense isn't can have nights like last night, you know, I think that's we also knew that if we were honest about it. So, to me, the Clippers, by the way, they've only played they haven't played really any good offensive teams, but their defense is incredible so far. So we'll see. Our offense, but our pace is last. The league is flying. And our offense is sliding down a little bit now. Here's what's really interesting that's going on with the league. There is, and this is because we have a small sample size, but and we'll see what happens. Right now, the league offense is not any better than it was a year ago. In fact, it's worse. And there's really a haves and have-nots going on. There's a pretty big separation between the top and the bottom, which is because of no sample size, small sample size, but also just kind of bizarre. Like Minnesota, Houston, Memphis, Milwaukee, Cleveland are all between 105 and 110 points per possession, which last year the league average was 107. Above 110 are Toronto, the Clippers, Brooklyn, Portland, Washington, Orlando, Indiana, and Golden State. I don't think Orlando can keep this up, but we'll see. So there's these eight teams that are really, really good. There's these four teams that I just mentioned in there, Milwaukee, Memphis, Houston, and Minnesota. Every other team, quite honestly, is bad offensively. Like, really, like, not good at all. League average last year was, I said, 107. Being under 107 is not only make you below average, but everybody else in the league so far this year is below 103. 103 last year, by the way, was the Detroit Pistons, who were 25th in the league offensively. That same number in the early going right now is 16th. Maybe even higher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, Miami is 14th in the league at 103.3. That for last season was 25th in the league. And then that means that there's 16 teams below them. So offenses in the league right now are bad. The Knicks are terrible. Philadelphia can't score. Chicago, Phoenix can't score. Charlotte, Atlanta, Sacramento, Dallas. We knew this. They're going to be bad teams. The Lakers, the Thunder, Spurs and the Jazz. Denver, Boston, New Orleans, Detroit, and then Miami. So that's really interesting. And the pace is through the roof. We're playing four possessions faster than we did last year. We are two possessions slower than anyone else in the league, and we are eight possessions slower than league average right now. The pace is flying. There are two teams playing over 110 possessions a game. League average possessions is about 103 right now per game. Last year, that number was 98. So the league is playing at a rate of about five possessions faster than it was a year ago. All right, so the Donovan Mitchell question is going to keep coming up, so I figured I would address it, but let me first talk about Grip 6. I've gotten to know Keenan well over at Grip 6. So Grip 6 is a local Utah belt company. It's what I wear. It's what I take on the road. You can do your Christmas shopping early if you want to. The only problem with getting your dad a Grip 6 belt for Christmas is he won't need you to get him another one because they don't break. That's their whole deal. Like, they are remarkable. They're guaranteed to, like, not break. It's a local Utah guy who tried to figure out the perfect belt, and he's kind of done it. So you have your webbing, and you have your strap, it's not your webbing, your strap, and you have your buckle. And they're interchangeable. And so you can get your black strap and then get a bunch of different colored buckles and try them all out. I think I've told you before, I really like the carbon fiber dark matter, which is a little more expensive. In fact, you know what's really cool they can do as well is for your companies, for Christmas presents or things to your employees, they can do custom engravings. So if you want to put an image or a logo and engrave that into a belt, they can do that for your Christmas gifts, which is a that's a pretty cool concept. You can stop by the way, also. They're in Draper, right on Minuteman Drive, exit 289, and you can stop by. But it's they've got – it's a really just checked – so the, I've done a terrible job explaining to you here, but what they are is a belt that has – The strap comes in, and there's no holes, there's no flappy little thing, and it looks clean, and then it's customizable because you can get both your strap and your buckles, and they combine to be $35, or you can do the package, and you can get the belt hangers as well with them, and they're just really cool. They have the Ninja belt, they have the graphite mix, which I like, the stickly wood one I'm going to get here at some point. I just haven't gotten to it yet. And I have the carbon fiber. It's a Utah company, customizable belts and buckles for you, and a great Christmas gift for your dad and a great thing for your company. If you use the promo code LOCK20, you get 20% off your next purchase. So go to grip6.com, LOCK20, and you get 20% off your next purchase. All right, so Donovan Mitchell goes 13 shots before hitting a three. He then proceeds to get hot and take 20 shots in 29 minutes. And that's probably excessive. Andy Larson tweeted out his usage rate last night while he was on the floor was like 41%. Gordon never had a day like that. Let's just let him be. He's trying to figure out who he is as an NBA player. We're four games into it. It's harder than he anticipated. He is going to be inefficient this year. I don't suspect he's going to shoot 27% from the floor and 19% from three. But he's got work to do. He's long with a lot of his shots. Ron's not too concerned because he's online. He's just long. Now, the other side of it is the defensive rating when he's on the floor is a 94.4. So this kid has an incredible knack early on how to play defense correctly and has been a positive impact while on the floor, plus minus his average plus five per game. So if he figures out the shot, we're fine, and it's going to take him some time. I'm a little surprised that it's been this much. And he's going to have to figure out where he fits. But you know what? We don't have a lot of scorers. And there's a chance he's going to have to, if he gets rolling, he's going to average about 15 points a game for us because that's what we need on this roster. So with that said, I think he's going to be a great shooter, and I'm surprised he struggled with his shot. But I wouldn't get too upset about it. And the fact that he's playing well defensively is probably a really good thing. All right, Phoenix tonight, they're under a new coach in Jay Triano. They're young. They're athletic. I think this is a tough one. Four games and six nights in four different cities. And it's very easy to look at Phoenix and say they're awful and forget to come to play. The other thing I think is going to be interesting is how do we play offensively? We've played Denver, who's the second worst defensive team in the league. We weren't great offensively. We've played Minnesota, who's the fifth worst defensive team in the league. We weren't great offensively. Phoenix is in that caliber. And we've got to see if we – one of the things that's going to be key is our ability to score against teams that aren't good. And that is the key to me is it's one thing if we play the Clippers and they shut us down, I got it. We play the Warriors, they shut us down, I got it. We play good to San Antonio. They shut us down. Memphis gets us. I got it. When we're playing bad defensive teams, we've got to be good enough to take advantage of that, get looks that we can take. And that, to me, is the huge storyline in this game. That is today's edition of Locked On Jazz. I hope you enjoyed it. So go grab that draft thing and see if you like it. Play it with your friends. Tell me about it. Tell me if you enjoyed it. Promo code is LOJAZZ on that. And you get $3, I think, if you put in a $10 deposit, if you want to play it for money. Stop by the store at 20th East, 6200 South, and promo code LOCK20 on Grip 6 Belts. Thanks, guys. Hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow, postcast, and then Ron and I live on the floor on Facebook Live on Utah Jazz Facebook. Have a good one.